We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The Thursday High School Walkthrough continues on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM.
Time flies, man.
You mean the show or in general?
This show.
I know. It goes by fast. That's because we have great guests.
We have great guests, and I look forward to going next door after the show, too.
That's right. That's right.
You going to fill them in on that?
So each week, we have good friends. Our good friend,
DJ Foot.
DJ Foot. Last year, his broadcast partner was a fellow Henrico grad.
Sir RJ,
who has moved on to greener pastures. But, DJ Foot, huge high school football guy, Dinwiddie guy. So Gary and I do a segment with him talking high school football on 106.5 The Beat, which is really the number one ranked station in town.
Yeah.
And so, so we have a good time in there. That will be on sometime later tonight.
It's amazing how they do that show, too.
I know. It really, really is. But speaking of amazing, our good friend George Bland joins us now.
Yeah. How's it going, fellas?
Good. How you doing? The new coach at new head coach at Douglas Freeman. Hey, George, let me just ask you right up front. Obviously, a disappointing loss to Prince George, but now two wins in a row. How you feeling about things three games in?
Well, I tell you what, we haven't had a real opportunity these first 3 weeks to sit back and enjoy ourselves at all. It's been every game has just been an absolute fist fight, and we can't, against Prince George, we had a few opportunities, but I got to tip my cap to them. They had a heck of a game plan, and I tell you what, they got some strong physical kids down there that rallied to the ball, and James River, we couldn't pull away from them. Coach Riley obviously does a great job. And then, golly, Coach Turner's last week, Lee Davis, there were a couple times we felt pretty good. We might be able to get some breathing with him, but we just can't seem to do it. It's been an exciting few weeks, and it certainly does feel good to be 2-1.
Coach, so far you talked about the breathing room. What's been the surprise, pleasant or otherwise, of the whole process of becoming a new coach? Because, I mean, tonight's theme night where we have assistant coaches become head coaches, it seems like.
And, okay,
But what's surprised you and what's been easier than you thought?
Yeah, I don't think a whole lot has surprised me. And I've been lucky to watch, Mike the past few years over there coaching with him. I think that, some pleasant surprises are just how awesome the kids are, which I kind of knew coming in. But, as the head coach now, I get to constantly hear all the positive feedback and support we get from the community, which is really great. And, I think, probably the biggest challenge is just kind of the pressure I put on myself personally to make sure we got a good product on the field and make sure I'm doing everything possible to put these young men, in the best position for success. But I'll tell you what, they come out every day ready to work, and it's a great group to be with.
Coach, I know having talked to you during the off season that being a head coach in high school football is something that's been kind of on your radar for some time. Is it living up to the hype so far?
Well, it certainly is in many ways. I tell you what, it's been quite the experience thus far, and a lot of fantastic ways, as I've mentioned. But the challenging piece for me, and I keep telling my staff this, I tell our players this, is I've got to learn to sit back and enjoy it a little bit too. And I think that's probably been the biggest challenge is getting myself to enjoy the process a little bit more. And I think as each week goes by, I'm getting a little bit better at handling that.
Not only a first-year coach, but also coaching your son. And I've heard a good story about him off the script. Or he was off your script, and it turned out to be a big play, a game-winning play.
Yeah, I always tell the guys that, you know what, if I try to change a play or I try to do something and they go with their gut, it better be a good play. And I tell you what, he, you know, we had the wrong personnel on the field for that play, and he saw me trying to get him to change it, or I was getting ready to try and burn a timeout, and he went ahead and snapped the ball. He had his number called. I think that was part of the issue too. But I tell you what, he made good on it. So I patted him on the back and said, "Heck of a job, boy."
What are you doing? What are you doing? Oh, hey, yeah, great play.
it was definitely one of those moments. You see it a lot of times in basketball, right? Don't shoot that. Great shot.
Yeah, great shot.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of a first-year head coach that had their son on the team. And I'm sure it's been one somewhere, but
I'm sure it's happened many times. But
well, not your first year, though, because
first year as a head coach. Yeah, you're right. Anyway, so talk to me about that. You know, you guys have had some difficult fights so far. You know, you mentioned fourth quarter games in the wins with James River and Lee Davis, and now you get a tough Atlee team this week. Talk about the challenge you guys face tomorrow night.
Yeah, I mean, gosh, Coach Gray over there. I know a few of the other coaches on staff. I've got an incredible amount of respect for all the work they've put in, and I mean, they are. You guys seen them. I mean, they are a very well coached football team, and you know, I know they had a tough one week one against a very good deep run team, but obviously they came back pretty strong last week against a hard hitting Godwin team and figured some things out. So you know, our challenge is obviously it'll be stopping the run. I mean, you know, we got to stop the run and we've got to hold on to the ball. I think some things we've struggled with a little bit, you know, in the first few games is finishing drives and not turning the ball over at critical times or having a critical penalty at a critical time. Part of that is some of the youth in our skilled positions. We start a whole lot of juniors and some sophomores. And I think part of it is, you know, we got so many guys playing both ways that, you know, obviously without, you know, fatigue can become a little bit of an issue as you get to the latter parts of the game, which makes it a little tougher to execute at times.
Going to be beautiful tomorrow night, though. That helps.
It is going to be gorgeous, and it'll be a great atmosphere. And I'm certainly excited to finally be at home. You know, first 3 weeks on the road, and even the week before our first game, we scrimmaged out at Orange County High School. So, I mean, it's really four straight weeks in a row we've been on the road. So it'll be nice to be able to race them up in our own locker room tomorrow night.
Yeah, Friday night there, right in the friendly confines. You don't even hardly remember what that's like, do you?
No idea, actually. I mean,
You were there as an assistant coach. You know what I mean.
Well, sure. Yeah, there's an assistant. And you know, now the one thing I do have to say is the Freeman community, the traveling, you know, our fans traveled to our first three games. And particularly at James River and Lee Davis last week, I mean, at some points it felt like a home game with the crowd we had there. It was fantastic.
Well, that's great stuff. Have you gotten a feel yet for how good you guys can be? What the upside potential is for this squad as the season moves on?
Absolutely. I mean, we've had flashes of that, and we've had opportunities to show that. Unfortunately, you know, we haven't capitalized on some of those opportunities. But I think tomorrow night, really, I mean, that's the measuring stick, right? I mean, you know, Atlee, preseason top 10 team, that they struggled week one, but obviously figured things out, got things cleaned up, And I think tomorrow night's will kind of tell the tale for us and hopefully set us up for a strong finish to the year.
Well, George, best of luck. Appreciate your time tonight, and take care of business down the road, and I'm sure we'll talk to you again. Thanks a lot.
Yes, sir. Thanks, Dan. Thanks, man. Have a good evening.
Okay, that's George Bland, the new coach at Douglas Freeman.
That game is, as a rivalry, is underrated.
Yes, I was going to. You know, that's one of the things I was going to say. That's kind of a circle on the calendar game every year the last decade or so,
and
right?
I'm pretty sure it stayed because of George's tenure with Mike Henderson's staff. Sometimes that changes because it's little stuff. It's just normal competitive stuff, but it's little stuff.
So I mentioned that there were four games that were worthy of game of the week status.
Right.
Our Lexus of Richmond game of the week is North Stafford at Highland Springs. We can't wait to be there for the final game at the Vic tomorrow night. But there were four of the games. I want to mention these games, each one, and let you say something about them real quick. And the first one is that Atlee Freeman game tomorrow night.
Well, we saw Atlee play really, really bad in the first half, and I think they would go along with that. We saw improvement, but we also saw a deep run team that not only did it do it in the beginning, but at the end, they looked like the team that had played the week before.
Right.
And I had tried to explain that away and all that, and I became more of a believer that night.
Yeah,
and
that's a cliche that's born in fact sometimes.
So we've got to, we've got to measure as to how big a win that was for Godwin. But at the same token, Freeman's at home, and they've got a, they've got another game in hand. And there is a little bit of desperation for both these teams, and that adds into the
rivalry. And that goes back to one of our season-long storylines. don't mind me. Where have those glasses been?
Wow. Where's the cameras when you need them?
I'm talking with my hands, and my reading glasses just flew right out of my hands. Thank you for that. But it is the one of the season-long storylines is this Division 5 playoff race.
Right.
It really is. Okay, so you mentioned Deep Run. Deep Run, 3-0, at Patrick Henry, 3-0.
3-0 and 3-0.
Tells you all you need to know.
Yeah, especially with a coach that got on your radar very, very early. Could have probably been a contender for a couple of jobs had he not gotten the Patrick Henry job. We just think it's a great, great fit. And you got Deep Run that the only thing that in my mind can keep Deep Run out of the playoffs is their lack of depth at a skill position. Other than that, they are a well-oiled machine.
Our Hungerford Heating and Cooling Hot Player of the Week this week was Travion Henderson from Hopewell. 5 touchdowns in the win over Norcom. Henderson and the Blue Devils and Coach Ricky Irby head this week to Brook Road to face Henrico.
Actually, Azalea Avenue.
Azalea,
302 Azalea
Avenue.
What did I say? Brook Road.
I said Brook Road.
You can't get there without Brook Road.
No, I knew it was Azalea Avenue.
The dump's on Brook Road. Brook Road and Lakeside Avenue.
To the dump.
There we go.
Okay, no, go ahead.
But in the beginning, we kind of really looked for that unusual matchup, and that's a new matchup. Not new to the programs in history. Henrico and Hopewell got together when Vaughn Allen was there, the running back. But Henderson is threatening to make everybody forget about anybody at running back at Hopewell than he. I mean, tremendous athlete.
And is there any college program in the country that hadn't offered him yet?
There are none.
Yeah.
There are none.
So, yeah, I heard someone from Alabama was there last Friday night.
It's only a question of if Nick Saban brings the Aflac duck with him.
That's right.
When he was recruiting him.
That's right. Okay, and then the fourth one is Verina at Hermitage, and we've got Stu Brown on deck. But a quick comment on that one against a Hermitage program that, amidst some adversity, is clearly resurgent.
They're resurgent, and the great thing, Earl Kenny, a longtime assistant coach, great football guy, was a head basketball coach for a few years, had some success there. Just a rock in the community.
He's a Hermitage guy through and through.
He really is. And for him to right that ship or steady things and build on what the new coaching staff had done is a tremendous feeling. And he will make the most of this opportunity. And that was a huge win for that program, and they will be a tough out the rest of the year.
And that will be at the Herm tomorrow night, Chester Fitz Stadium, with Verina and Hermitage. And when we return after this break, we'll talk to the coach of the Blue Devils, friend of the program, Stu Brown. That's next, Thursday High School Walkthrough. Sports Radio 910, The Fan, 105.1 FM.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.